Section 3. Bookshelves. All the content on the stream storage card is organized under bookshelves. In this section, we're going to review the bookshelves that are available on the stream. We're going to discuss the properties of each bookshelf, and then we're going to connect the stream to the computer and transfer some content to the storage card of the stream from our computer. Let me power on the stream now. I'm going to press and hold the power button on the top left corner.
Welcome to Victor Reader.
Climbing the highest mountain.
We heard the stream power on, and then we heard the welcome message, the little chime telling us that the stream SD card is loaded and recognized. And then we heard a book title announced, Climbing the Highest Mountain. This is one of the titles on the sample SD card that comes with your stream. And the Climbing the Highest Mountain book is located in the Talking Books bookshelf. The Talking Books bookshelf is where we keep all of the books for the stream that have Daisy navigation. We learned from the previous overview section of the stream that key number 1 navigates from bookshelf to bookshelf. Each time we press key number 1, we'll move from the current bookshelf to the next bookshelf. Let me just review all of the bookshelves that I have on the stream sample storage card. I'm going to press key number 1.
Bookshelf, Talking Books, 2, Books, 1.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
We heard the stream announce that we're on Talking Books bookshelf. There are 2 books, and number 1, the first book, is called Climbing the Highest Mountain. I'm going to press key 1 again. That will take us to the next bookshelf.
Other Books, 2, Books, 1.
Stream Audio Clips.
And I'm going to press key number 1 again.
Audible Books, 12, Books, 1.
Humanware, welcome to Audible.
This is the Audible.com bookshelf. If you're a member of Audible.com and download their commercial talking books, they'll go into this bookshelf. Press key number 1 again for the next bookshelf.
Music, 1, Book, All Music.
Press key number 1 for the next bookshelf.
Podcasts, 2, Books, 1.
CBC Radio Vinyl Cafe. Vinyl Cafe, The Waitress MP3.
The podcast bookshelf contains downloaded files from the internet representing podcasts. Let's press key 1 again and go to the next bookshelf.
Text files, 2, Books, 1.
Stream frequently asked questions, HTM.
This is the text bookshelf, and the first book on this bookshelf is an HTML file containing the stream frequently asked questions. I'll press key number 1 again for the next bookshelf.
Notes, 0, Notes.
And this bookshelf, Notes, is where we put our voice recordings, our voice notes. Press key 1 again.
Talking Books, 2, Books, 1.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
And we're back to the Talking Books bookshelf. So it's as simple as that. Each time you press key 1, you move to the next bookshelf, and you eventually come around to the first bookshelf where we have Daisy Talking Books. Now, one more thing to remember about key 1. If I press and hold key 1, I'm doing that now.
Enter user guide.
User guide.
We always have present one special book, and that is the internal user guide of the stream. You can reach it anytime, no matter how many books you have on the SD card. Because the user guide is stored in internal memory, it's always available. Just press and hold key number 1 and you'll enter the user guide. It is a full Daisy book that you can navigate. If I press and hold key 1 again, I will exit the user guide.
Exit user guide.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
So remember from the previous section that the 2, 4, 6, and 8 keys operate as a cursor cross for all types of navigation. On the bookshelf, the 2 and 8 keys will choose the level of the bookshelf. It is possible to have multi-level bookshelves. A Daisy book consists of multiple files, so a full Daisy book must contain all of these files in a single folder. If you press the 2 and 8 key while you're browsing the bookshelf, as we are doing now, you will be able to hear the text-to-speech voice of the stream announce the folder names that contain the books. Let me press number 2 key and show you.
Level 2.
Norway Mountains.
Level 1.
Daisy book climbing the highest mountain.
Book.
Climbing the highest mountain.
We heard three things announced there. Let me just navigate those folder names again. This time I'm going to use key number 8, which means I'll rotate through the same folder names, but in a different direction, the down direction this time. So I'm going to press 8.
Level 1.
Daisy book climbing the highest mountain.
We heard level 1, Daisy book climbing the highest mountain. This is the top level folder that we created for our book. If I press the 8 key again and go to the next lower folder.
Level 2.
Norway Mountains.
We hear that there's a subfolder within that first folder called Norway Mountains. And if I press the down arrow again, number 8.
Book.
Climbing the highest mountain.
We hear that we're at the book level. That tells us that we're now in the folder that contains the book. So the Norway Mountains folder actually contains inside of it all of the Daisy book files for this book. So that's how you use 2 and 8 to select the level of your bookshelf. So if you have a bookshelf with multi-levels, so categories of books if you like, and subcategories and sub-subcategories and so on, you can adjust the level that you're navigating along the bookshelf with the 2 and 8 key. For now, I'm just going to return to the book level navigation on this bookshelf.
Level 2. Book.
Climbing the highest mountain.
I'm going to remain at this level for navigating because it is the default level for any bookshelf, and you really only need to use keys 4 and 6 to navigate a bookshelf. The whole discussion that we've just went through with the 2 and 8 keys navigating multi-level bookshelves might seem a bit daunting. However, unless you have very many books on any given bookshelf, the use of multi-level bookshelves to organize them into categories is totally unnecessary. For those who are interested in multi-level bookshelves, we will revisit this concept in Section 9. Indeed, in their simplest form, the stream bookshelves require only 3 keys to navigate. You press key 1 multiple times until you find the bookshelf of interest, and then you use keys 4 or 6 to move backward or forward along the list of titles on that bookshelf. That's all there is to it. And if you're resuming playback of the same book that you listened to on a previous session, you don't even have to enter the bookshelf. Just turn the stream on and press the play key, because it will always resume at the last book you finished reading. Okay, so let's just continue with key 6 and rotate through the 2 titles on this bookshelf.
2.
Call of the Wild.
Now, this book is an e-text Daisy book from Bookshare.org in the United States. It's not human recorded, so you will always hear the title of this kind of book with the built-in text-to-speech voice of the stream. If I press 6 again to go to the next book.
1.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
We wrap around to book number 1 because we have only 2 titles on this bookshelf. And book number 1, Climbing the Highest Mountain, we hear that announced in the actual human recorded narrator voice because this is a recorded book. Please note, only Daisy books have title announcements associated with them. And that title will either be a recorded title if the Daisy book was recorded, or it'll be a text-to-speech title if it was an e-text Daisy book. Non-Daisy books are always announced with the text-to-speech voice because their title is defined as either the file name that contains the book or the folder that contains the book. Okay, let's move along to the next bookshelf. I'm going to press key number 1.
Other books, 2. Books, 1.
Stream audio clips.
The other books bookshelf is for recorded books that are not Daisy. These are typically commercial audiobooks that you might get from an electronic bookstore on the web, or perhaps you've gone to a retail bookstore and purchased a commercial MP3 CD. In that case, you would copy such a book to the other books bookshelf. All of the MP3 files that make up the book, again, are contained in a folder, and then within that folder you can navigate each file of the book as if it was a chapter. On the Talking Books bookshelf, we went forward along the list of titles with the number 6 key. So on this bookshelf, let's move backward along the list of titles using the 4 key.
2.
Stream Audio Tutorial.
We wrapped around to the second book, because we were on the first book. And now I'll press 4 again.
1.
Stream audio clips.
And of course we can go forward to the second book again.
2.
Stream audio tutorial.
Again, there are only 2 books on this bookshelf. This is the second book. The stream audio tutorial that you're listening to now is on the sample SD card. Let me press the A key and see what folders we have on this bookshelf.
Level 1.
Stream audio tutorial.
And if I go down to the lower level folder.
Book.
Stream audio tutorial.
I see that there is no lower level 2 folder, only the book level. So that tells us this bookshelf is not a multi-level bookshelf. The level 1 folder and the book folder are the same. What we're hearing, stream audio tutorial, the title of the book, is the name of the folder that contains the audio files. Let's go with key number 1 to the next bookshelf.
Audible Books, 12, Books, 1.
Humanware, welcome to Audible.
With audible.com, you cannot have subfolders. Each Audible book is a file in itself. Some Audible books come in 2 or 3 or 4 files representing sections of the book, but the stream treats each separate file as its own book. So if you have an Audible book with 4 sections in 4 files, it will represent 4 books on the Audible bookshelf. On the sample SD card that we have here, we've given you some excerpts from different Audible books. It is excellent audio, and many of our stream users enjoy the Audible book service. The first book on this bookshelf, Humanware Welcome to Audible, tells you a little bit about the Humanware partnership with Audible. I'm going to press the play key now so you can listen to this.
Heard any good books lately? Audible.com puts the latest bestsellers and timeless classics, histories and mysteries, sci-fi and more, right into the palm of your hand. Choose from the largest selection of digital audiobooks, daily newspapers such as the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, magazines like Forbes, Fast Company, or The New Yorker, radio shows, comedy, speeches, and more. So take a good book with you. On the road, to the gym, on your commute, take several. Your bag won't be any heavier. To get you started, we've included some samples of the great audio you'll find at audible.com. If you like what you hear, you can get a free audiobook of your choice just for trying Audible. So visit www.audible.com/humanware and take a good book with you.
End of book.
It's just a little excerpt explaining how you can take advantage of the Humanware partnership with Audible, try out the service for free, and get a free demonstration book of your choice from the Audible website. A wealth of content, and something we believe you'll enjoy pursuing. You saw how easy it was to play that book. When I was on the bookshelf, I just pressed the play key. I'm going to go back to the Audible bookshelf now by pressing key 1.
Bookshelf. Audible Books. 12. Books. 1.
Humanware, welcome to Audible.
And we have 11 other books on the bookshelf besides the Humanware Welcome to Audible. So you can navigate those books using the 4 and 6 key, moving forward or backward along the list of books. Remember, the list is always circular, so when you reach the last book, you'll come around to the first book. Let me just press 6 and give you an idea.
2.
Science Fiction Sampler.
3.
Women and Money, Owning the Power to Control Your Destiny, excerpt.
The title of the book in Audible is always announced with the stream text-to-speech voice. I'll press key number 1 again and we'll move to the next bookshelf.
Music. 1. Book. All music.
Now the music bookshelf is where we put the audio files that represent our collection of music. The stream always defines the music bookshelf as a single book called All Music. Within the All Music book, you will have folders and files containing your music organized the way you want. If I press the 6 and 4 keys on the music bookshelf,
All Music, All Music, All Music.
Because there is only one book called All Music, every time I press 6 or 4, it just repeats that single book title. I'm going to press the bookshelf key again.
Podcasts, 2, Books, 1.
CBC Radio Vinyl Cafe, Final Cafe, The Waitress, MP3.
I'll press the play key to start this podcast.
This is a CBC podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Vinyl Cafe podcast. We publish a new podcast.
So this podcast was downloaded from CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and what we do on the podcast bookshelf is locate files that contain audio content that stand alone in a single file. This is typically a podcast, which is why we call it podcast. But it can be any kind of standalone audio file that you want to define as a single book. On the podcast bookshelf, it's important to understand that each file is defined as its own book. So if you have 25 podcast files downloaded to the podcast bookshelf, you will have 25 books. In contrast, the other books bookshelf, where we were a few moments ago, defines a book as a collection of audio files within a single folder. So let's say that you had 5 podcasts that you downloaded, which were all on a single topic, different episodes of a single topic. Maybe in this case, you don't want those podcasts to be stored on the podcast bookshelf because they'll be defined as 5 different books. It might be more convenient to collect those 5 podcast files into a single folder and give the folder name the appropriate name for the topic, and then put that folder in the other book's bookshelf. Now the stream will treat all 5 files as one single book, and it will navigate within that book, chapter by chapter if you like, or file by file, or episode by episode, whatever is represented by the individual files. However, if you've downloaded 5 podcast files on totally separate topics, where each file is standalone in its own right, then it makes more sense to put those 5 files on the podcast bookshelf, because the stream will treat each of the files as its own book. I'm going to press key 1 again. I'll move to the next bookshelf now.
Text files, 2. Books, 1.
Stream frequently asked questions, HTM.
So here we have 2 sample books that we put on the SD card as text files. One is an HTML file, the stream frequently asked questions, and the other one, if I press number 6.
2.
Stream frequently asked questions, TXT.
Is also another version of the stream frequently asked questions, but this one is a TXT file as opposed to an HTML file. There are advantages to using HTML files on the stream because you can have more navigation from heading to heading within the HTML files. In a text file, you cannot navigate by heading. We'll come back and explore these 2 text files in the playback and navigation section of the tutorial. If I press 2 and 8 key on this text bookshelf to look at the folder levels.
Level 1.
Stream.
Book.
Stream frequently asked questions, TXT.
We can see that level 1 is a folder called Stream, so both of these files are contained in a subfolder on the text bookshelf, and that subfolder is called Stream. When I press the down arrow again, number 8, you heard Stream. This is because the stream announces the path to a book as its title on the text bookshelf. So we heard Stream representing the stream folder, and then we heard Stream Frequently Asked Questions. Just like podcasts, on the text bookshelf, each and every file is its own book. I'm going to press key number 1 again.
Notes, 0. Notes.
And this is the voice notes bookshelf where we have voice recordings saved. We haven't made any voice recordings yet, so this bookshelf is empty. And if I press key 1 again.
Talking books, 2. Books, 2.
Call of the Wild.
We come back to the Talking Books bookshelf, and the stream is telling us we're ready to play the Call of the Wild book. Now, just to review quickly, one more time, the properties of each bookshelf. The Talking Books bookshelf is for DAISY navigable books, also for EPUB navigable books.
Other books, 2. Books, 1.
Stream audio clips.
The Other Books bookshelf is for recorded books that are not DAISY structured. However, just as with Talking Books, each book on the Other Books bookshelf is defined as a folder of audio files.
Audible books, 12. Books. 1.
Human, we're welcome to Audible.
The Audible bookshelf is for recorded books from audible.com. Each file on the Audible bookshelf represents its own book.
Music. 1. Book. All music.
The music bookshelf is defined as one book called All Music, and it contains all of your folders and files for your music collection. The only way to get more than one book on the music bookshelf is to create playlists. If you create M3U playlists using your computer and transfer those playlists to the bookshelf music, then each playlist will be an additional book.
Podcasts. 2. Books. 1.
CBC Radio Vinyl Cafe. Vinyl Cafe The Waitress MP3.
The podcast bookshelf contains audio files just as the other book's bookshelf. The only difference is that on podcast bookshelf, each file is defined as its own book. Remember, in other books, each book is defined as a folder consisting of multiple audio files. On podcasts, each audio file is its own book. The only question to ask yourself is, do I want this audio file to be its own book, or is this audio file a collection of files that together define a book? If it's a collection of files that define a book, put that collection in a folder and put it on other books. If the audio file is standalone and defines its own self as a book, then put it in podcasts.
Text files. 2. Books. 2.
Stream frequently asked questions txt.
And here again, the text files each define their own book. One book, one file.
Notes. 0. Notes.
And we come to the notes bookshelf, which has no voice recordings at the moment. On the notes bookshelf, all of your voice notes, like music, comprise one book. So you will have on the 4 and 6 key,
notes, notes, notes,
repeated over and over, because the notes bookshelf has only one book called notes. And finally, I'm going to press key 1 and come back to the talking books.
Talking books, 2. Books, 1.
Climbing the highest mountain.
We've reviewed the bookshelves, we've talked about the properties of the bookshelves, and in the next section we'll connect the stream to the computer so we can explore the bookshelf folders on the storage cart.